You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, news on loan rates. Both consumers and corporates will pay a higher interest rate on loans, with the State Bank of India raising the marginal cost of funds-based lending rates by 10 basis points across 10 years. This is the first instance of a lending rate hike by SBI in more than 3 years. The interest rate cycle seems to have turned, with other large lenders, including Bank of Baroda and Axis Bank, also hiking MCLR by 5 basis points each across 10 years. The 1-year MCLR at SBI now stands at 7.1%, a shade lower than the 7.25% at HDFC Bank, Punjab National Bank and ICICI Bank. Bank of Baroda's 1-year MCLR is now 7.35%, while Axis Bank is 7.4%. Since October 2019, retail loans, including home loans, have been priced off an external benchmark-linked lending rate. However, floating-rate loans taken by consumers prior to October 2019 will now turn pricier. Moving on to a key update on GST rates. A group comprising ministers from states is yet to finalize a report on rationalization of GST rates, and a decision will be taken in due course. A PTI report says, the group of ministers will deliberate and finalize recommendations which will be sent to the GST Council, headed by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and comprising state finance ministers. No view on rate rationalization has yet been taken by the GOM, the sources said. There was a thought in some quarters that the slab of 5% may be broken into 3% and 8%, and the remaining slabs of 12, 18 and 28% will continue. But no view on rate rationalization has yet been taken by the GOM, let alone the GST Council. Now here's the latest on the free ration scheme. Even though the COVID-19 pandemic has abated, the centre may continue with the free ration scheme, Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, till the end of the current fiscal, if not beyond. This would mean that in the current financial year, it could end up spending a tidy sum of ₹1.6 trillion to run the scheme. Separately, it may also spend about ₹1.5 trillion on food subsidy in the year, about ₹50,000 crores less than the budgeted level, thanks to the likely savings from a 20% reduction in wheat and rice procurement. Until the end of financial year 2022, the centre had spent ₹2.6 trillion on Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, which was rolled out as a COVID-19 relief package for the low-income population in March 2020. Over to the NSE fraud case. The Securities Appellate Tribunal has admitted former NSE chief Chitra Ramakrishna's plea against a SEBI order in relation to governance lapses at the boss and directed her to deposit an amount of ₹2 crores. The Appellate Tribunal also directed NSE to deposit more than ₹4 crores towards leave encashment and deferred bonus of Ramakrishna in an escrow account as against SEBI's direction, where the amount was to be parked in the Investor Protection Fund Trust. In an order dated February 11th that had wider ramifications, SEBI slapped a penalty of ₹3 crores on Ramakrishna for alleged governance lapses in a case related to the appointment of Anand Subramanian as the group operating officer and advisor when she was at the helm of NSE as its managing director and chief executive officer. Moving on to the latest buzz on Twitter, more private equity firms have expressed interest in participating in a deal for Twitter Inc., a Reuters report says. The sources, who declined to be identified, did not name the firms. The interest emerged after Thoma Bravo, a technology-focused private equity firm, contacted the social media platform last week to explore a buyout that would challenge Elon Musk's $43 billion offer. Apollo Global Management Inc. is considering ways it can provide financing to any deal and is open to working with Musk or any other bidder. The sources said its participation would be through its credit investment platform rather than its private equity business. The sources added, Apollo and Twitter declined to comment. Twitter adopted a poison pill on Friday to limit Musk's ability to raise his stake in the social media platform. And finally, here's what the early morning cues say about today's trade. The BSE Sensex witnessed a disastrous start of the week yesterday due to heavy selling in a couple of heavyweight counters. Infosys, HDFC Twins were the top losers. However, the Indian indices are looking at a positive beginning today on the back of favorable SGX Nifty cues. Wipro, L&T and ACC are among the stocks to watch out today. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.